Topic number three, sleep apnea. Get checked for sleep apnea. Where do we go to get checked for sleep apnea, John?
Okay, before I tell you where to go, I just want to emphasize how crucial it is, because sleep apnea affects many people when they're overweight, because as you gain weight, the weight of your neck actually ends up overcoming the pressure in your windpipe when you're sleeping, and that can cause this condition called sleep apnea. So the heavier you are, the more common and more likely it is that you have sleep apnea. Now, if you have sleep apnea, you're not getting into a good, deep enough sleep, and you're elevating your cortisol levels, and elevated cortisol levels activates the fat programs so that you've got this vicious, vicious cycle. So it is so essential and crucial, I can't emphasize it more than anything in the world, that if there's any chance, one in a million chance, that you have sleep apnea, you have to get checked for it. Now, there's a couple of different ways. In Australia, for example, you can actually go to a chemist or a pharmacy. You can rent a machine. The machines will tell you if you have sleep apnea, and then they'll figure out what's the right setting for you. And what these machines are, they're called CPAP machines. CPAP, continuous pressure air pump. So what it is all it does is it's a mask that blows air into your nose and mouth and gives your windpipe more support, and it helps your windpipe overcome the weight of your neck so that you can get into a deep enough sleep and you're not choking and waking up while you sleep. So that's one way to do it. Most places you have to go to a doctor, and then your doctor will then refer you to a sleep study. So once that happens, you have to spend a night at a sleep clinic, and they monitor you to see if you have sleep apnea. But it is so crucial to get checked, and it can solve your problems. I had one man lose 80 or 90 pounds in a couple of months simply by getting his sleep apnea taken care of. So it's really crucial.
How do doctors diagnose patients for sleep apnea?
Okay, so I just mentioned the way doctors do it is they refer you to a sleep study clinic where you spend the night. They actually put electrodes on your brain and your chest, and they monitor you, and they'll be able to tell very, very quickly if you have sleep apnea.